have some very special guests in studio with us this afternoon from the play This Play Has Zombies. I have Taylor, I have Katie, and I have Anne-Marie. Thank you so much for coming in today. How are
you? Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for having us.
Good, good.
Oh my goodness. I saw your production of This Play Has Zombies at the venue this past Saturday night, and it was everything I dreamed of. It was gore, it was comedy, it was horror, all at the same time, you know. So Taylor, we're gonna start off with you here. Tell us a bit about your character and tell us a bit about how you got into character.
Okay, so I play Tess. She's a bit of a trust fund baby, and because of that she's very oblivious to how things actually work for people who don't have family money. So working with that and trying to develop what her life growing up would have been like was a really big part of my character work for her and things like that, trying to find where she got her little mannerisms and her bubbly personality from, things like that.
Amazing. Now, Katie, you were a bit more behind the scenes, kind of doing some sound, and you were amazing at it, by the way, like on cue every time. So tell us a bit about how you got involved in that role with the Erratic Players.
Yeah, so I'm one of the co-founders of the company Erratic Players, Logan, the other co-founder, kind of reached out to me because they wanted to do a murder mystery in Longview. And he said, do you want a game or a play? And then the owner said, well, now I want a play. And so then Logan called me and we basically accidentally started a theater company. And the sort of rule with our company that's not like a written rule, but just what we do, is Logan always has a part to act in the show and I always have a part to direct. And so I'm the director of This Play Has Zombies, and yeah.
Well, you're fabulous at it. Now we got Anne-Marie here. Tell us a bit about your character and how you developed it, and a little bit about yourself as well.
Okay, so I've been with Erratic Players for a while as well. Katie and Logan brought me in the first show.
Yeah, she's an unofficial co-founder.
Translated to a barnacle on their face. They can't get rid of me now, so... so I play Rose. Rose is Tess's like really good friend somehow, because Rose is very much the opposite of Tess. She is not that bubbly. She is not a trust fund baby. She's the fight director. She's kind of the tough one. And just, I think with the great thing about this show is it's got a little bit of our kind of our own personalities anyway in each of the characters, just kind of exaggerated. So, you know, Rose can be very sarcastic and very much, you know, pointing out everybody's flaws because they need to know.
Instantly.
And Taylor, you started with the Erratic Players in June.
Yes, I did. So I submitted an audition during, I think, late May, when the Erratic Players were doing their auditions. And then in mid-June, Katie emailed me and was like, hey, you wanna be in our show? And I was like, yes,
can
please.
Can we kidnap you to Edmonton?
Yeah.
That is so cool. So This Play Has Zombies was written by a gentleman, a very talented one by the name of Todd. And I apologize, I do forget his last name, but such a good play. So tell us a bit more about the concept of the play.
Yeah, so Todd Trimble is our playwright. This is his first play, and it's hilariously based off his first theater experience, which is, that's the amount of theater experience Todd has. He just got so inspired by working with, I worked with him, I was actually the fight director on Henry V, done by the Dudeney Players, and he just fell so in love with the idea of theater and the world of people that he was suddenly sucked into, that he wanted to make a story about these people that he'd just fallen in love with so much. And then he went, you know what, this story should be a play. And then somewhere along the line he said, and there should be zombies. Because of course there should be zombies. So the show itself is really a love letter to the experience of theater and the bonding and the unique way that theater people bond despite their differences. But then also zombie apocalypse, we have to worry about the director who shows up with a bit arm.
Oh my goodness, Edward.
Yes, Logan's character Edward in the show is the director, and immediately comes in bit but doesn't care. He's more worried about where the rest of the cast is.
Yeah, and I don't want to give too much away because I know people are definitely going to want to see this, but the transformation is wild. Like, you guys do such a good job at the transformations amongst all of you, you know, whether you're covered in blood, whether you turn into a zombie. So, so well done. So the reason why, yeah, I brought you in here today was because you guys are making a really big trip to one of the biggest fringe festivals in the world, the Edmonton Theatre Fringe Fest. That is so exciting. How excited are you?
Oh my gosh. Yes. And terrified. It's going to be great.
Now, Katie, we were talking earlier and you said it's a bit of a lottery to get in, but also bring your own venue. So how did this process work? How did you guys get involved with this?
Yeah, so the Edmonton Fringe itself is supposed to be an all-inclusive place for anybody who wants to do theater to be able to do it. And it very much is that. There's a range of shows, all skill levels, abilities. It's a place to come and do professional theater, despite where you come from. And we applied to be in the lottery, and the lottery is completely a draw, but we love the show so much that we took the extra steps when we failed to get into the Fringe through the lottery to be a BYOV, which stands for Bring Your Own Venue, which means that we had the opportunity to reach out to some friends of ours and ask, can we come and be in your venue? And so we reached out to the French Quarter Hub, Café Bicyclette Stage, Café Bicyclette Stage at Cité Francophone, and they were more than willing to have our show in. They were really excited when we pitched it to them, so we got right away we got an offer to come and be one of their shows. And from then on, we knew, like, basically from last November, we've been working towards being at the Edmonton Fringe, and tomorrow we go.
Oh, that is so exciting. They are gonna love the play so much. It is just the best thing I've seen on a stage in so long, because you guys do add such a good flair to the story, and you guys make it weirdly a little bit relatable.
Yay!
Like, all right, zombie apocalypse. And like I said on stage, because I had the honor of emceeing this event, I was like, you know, we may not survive, but we'd have a lot of fun with this group of people if we were ever a part of a zombie apocalypse. So I gotta ask each one of you. Taylor, we'll start with you. Would you rather turn into a zombie or just get offed by a friend?
Honestly, probably just get offed by a friend. I feel like turning into a zombie would be so stressful.
It would be. Now, Katie, what about you?
Oh, I think I'm going to go with the turn into a zombie, but I'd make sure that I got kicked out of the space well before I turned into the zombie. So I'd be like, I'm leaving. I'm going to go turn into a zombie elsewhere.
Bye, y'all.
I think I would probably chance the zombie as well. You know, I could end up as somebody's pet. I don't know. I think it would be great.
And I mean, what if they found a cure, you know?
See?
What if? Our show asks that question.
It really does. Now, oh my goodness. I was going to ask, you don't have to answer this. I was going to ask, who would you like to turn into a zombie first if you had the chance to turn someone into a zombie? Taylor, we'll start with you.
Who first?
Yeah, well, which one first?
We know how to deal with Logan.
I'm going to say yes. Yeah, we totally know how to deal
with Logan. Sorry, Logan. You're going first. We know how to control you.
Well, you tried to tie him to a chair.
I promise these two are better at chair tying than me on stage.
No, that's awesome. So for Edmonton's shows coming up, when are you guys going to be on those stages? There was quite an extensive list.
Yeah, so we have shows kind of all over the place, basically from the 15th to the 24th, once a day, every day, except for the 17th, we have off. Our shows go anywhere from, I believe, our earliest show is at noon, and our latest show is at 10:30 p.m. So, the schedule is all online, easy to find tickets, and there's so much at the Edmonton Fringe that it's worth coming down or up, as the case may be, to see just, you know, our show, but everybody's shows. There's basically 12 hours a day of theater happening in Edmonton over the 10 days that we're there. Starts on the 14th, goes to the 24th.
Well, that is so exciting. So one last question here. If you could bring this play to any Fringe Festival in the world, where would you love to take it? Or what stage would you like to bring it on to one day?
Ooh, my answer's easy. It's the one we got. I want to take this to the Edmonton Fringe so bad. I grew up in Edmonton. It's going to be really exciting to go back. And I haven't been part of the Edmonton Fringe for 10 years. And so I'm really excited to be part of it again. And I'm excited to share it with these guys.
That's so exciting. Taylor, where would you love to perform one day?
I don't really know. I'm kind of new to doing theater in this caliber. Most of what I've done is kind of high school theater. So this is, yeah, kind of what I want to do.
That's incredible. Oh, I love that. What about you?
When it comes to like Fringe or stage or whatever, probably I'd love to go check out Edinburgh. Like, I mean, it is the first, it's the most well-known Fringe. So if I could, I would 100% be like, let's go. we're getting on a plane. Let's go. I don't know how we're getting the door and the boxes there, but we'll sort it out later.
You can bring your own venue again, you know?
Exactly.
That's amazing. If there's a will, there's a way, you know?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon, ladies. I really appreciate it. Congratulations on making your way up to Edmonton to the Fringe Festival. They're going to absolutely love this production, like all of us did in High River. It was a full house. We had people standing outside of the venue.
It was packed. We heard a record-breaking number for the venue. We were blown away by that response. It was really exciting.
It was so exciting, and it was so well-deserved, and it really says a lot about the production too. You have to go see it if you're going to be in Edmonton. There are lots of dates on their Instagram, which is under Erratic Players. Where can everybody else find out more about you and your shows and everything you got going on?
Yeah, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. That's where we're the easiest to find. Erratic Players in all those places.
Amazing. Awesome. Well, is there anything else you guys want to mention or talk about today?
We miss you, Logan.
Yeah, Logan's at work.
We miss you, Logan. You're a great Edward. All right, well, thank you so much for coming in, and safe travels to Edmonton.
Thank you.